Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This is the second episode in a seven-part series walking you through the Mass step by step. In today's episode, I want to show you how Jesus gave us the Mass. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. The Mass is not a human invention centuries after Christ. Jesus himself gave it to us, instituting its very structure at the Last Supper. So it comes straight from Christ. The first Mass began with Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, an act of humility and service, and a true spiritual purification, cleansing them from sin, so they could share worthily in the Eucharist. In the same way, the penitential rite at the start of Mass cleanses us so we may share worthily in the Holy Sacrifice. After washing their feet, Jesus spoke at length to the apostles, as recorded in John chapters 14 through 17. He revealed to them the mysteries of the Father, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the love that unites them, a moment that mirrors the liturgy of the Word, where God's Word is proclaimed and explained in the homily before the Eucharistic sacrifice. And finally, during the Passover meal, Jesus consecrated the bread and wine, saying, "This is my body given for you. This is my blood poured out for you." In this act, he offered himself sacramentally in anticipation of the bloody sacrifice of Calvary, making the two inseparably one. The apostles received him in communion, just as we do at every Mass. Through his death, resurrection, and ascension, Christ entered the heavenly sanctuary as our eternal high priest, presenting this one sacrifice eternally before the Father. And in every Mass, heaven touches earth as we are drawn into that same sacrifice, united with Christ's perfect worship of the Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Christ instituted the first Mass with the Last Supper, which was fulfilled on Calvary and sealed in the resurrection and ascension. On Easter Sunday evening, however, the risen Lord celebrated the second Mass, this time with two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Just as at the Last Supper, it began with the liturgy of the Word. Two disciples were walking away from Jerusalem, their hearts heavy with confusion, when the risen Christ drew near and walked with them. But they didn't recognize him at first. Yet, as they journeyed, he began to open the Scriptures to them, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, showing how everything pointed to the Christ. That was the second liturgy of the Word, Jesus revealing, opening up the Scriptures, and interpreting them for the apostles. Then, as evening fell, the liturgy of the Eucharist began. They urged him to stay with them, and when he was at table, he took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And in that moment, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And then he vanished from their sight. But where did they recognize him? In the breaking of the bread in the Eucharist. In fact, the breaking of the bread became the first name of what we call the Mass. And the pattern has remained the same all the way down to today. Christ first speaks to us in the Scriptures, and then he feeds us with his body and blood in the Eucharist. The road to Emmaus is the road we all walk every time we come to Mass. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Jesus himself gave the Mass its structure, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. The first part, the liturgy of the Word, grew out of the synagogue service that Jesus attended every Saturday. It included prayer, readings from the Law and the Prophets, and a homily or a teaching that explained these readings. Now, after the resurrection, at first, the apostles and the first Christians attended the synagogue service. But during the teaching, they always got up and showed the Jews that Jesus was the fulfillment, the Messiah foretold in the scriptures. And so they were kicked out. And when that happened, they brought the first part of their worship, the liturgy of the Word, and joined it to what they already celebrated on Sundays, the breaking of the bread, the liturgy of the Eucharist. And from that time until today, the Church has celebrated the Eucharist with the same pattern. First, Christ speaks to us in the Word, and then he feeds us with his body and blood in the Eucharist. The structure endures because it is the way Christ himself taught us to worship. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Only a century after Christ, the Mass was already celebrated in a form we would recognize today. Around the year 150, St. Justin Martyr described the Mass in detail. He writes, "On Sunday, the Christians gather in one place. First, the memoirs of the apostles, the Gospels, or the writings of the prophets are read. This was the liturgy of the word. Then the leader, the bishop, gave an exhortation to help the people live what they had heard. Obviously, that's the homily. This was followed by prayers for the church and the whole world. This practice still continues with the prayers of the faithful. Then the liturgy of the Eucharist began. Bread and wine were brought to the bishop, who gave thanks and glory to God through Christ, and the people responded, Amen. Then the deacons distributed the Eucharist to those present and carried the Eucharist to the sick who could not attend." Not only does Justin Martyr give us a clear account of the Mass that matches up to what we celebrate today, he also gives us a clear teaching on the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist when he writes, "We do not receive these things as common bread or common drink. The food made Eucharist is the flesh and blood of the incarnate Jesus." So, from Jesus to the apostles, through the second century, and all the way down to our day, the essential structure of the Mass has remained the same: the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. From Jesus until now, the Mass has remained the same in its essential structure, and it unfolds in two great parts, which together form one act of worship. First comes the gathering and the liturgy of the Word, the readings, the homily, the prayers of intercession. Then through the Creed, our profession of faith, we pass into the second part, the liturgy of the Eucharist. Here the bread and wine are presented, consecrated, and received in Holy Communion. The Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist are not two separate actions, but one single sacrifice of praise, one act of worship that unites us to Christ's offering to the Father. In every Mass, heaven and earth meet, time and eternity touch, and we are drawn into the saving mystery of Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, did anything surprise you about this meditation, Teresa?
Honestly, surprise was not the experience I had, partially because we've had so many incredible experiences lately of contact in some ways with the early church through our trip last year to Lyon, where we visited, was it the Church of Polycarp or Saint Nizier? Is that correct?
Well, we were in the crypt churches that are second century Catholic churches where the Mass was celebrated.
Or I don't even know why I'm mentioning that when I could mention Mary Magdalene.
exactly.
These direct connections to this early church. And honestly, I've heard from a lot of people recently. I've talked to, ironically, a handful of converts recently that similarly cite that experience of looking at their faith as Protestants and then wondering why changes were made along the way and acknowledging the Catholic Church as the original form of that. And you do, if you look back, you see that until, wasn't the first major schism Orthodox and Roman Catholic?
Yeah, in 1054, the split between
which is very different, but until, that's in about what year did you say?
1054.
And then it takes another like 400 to 500 years before you see the Protestant Reformation. That's a huge difference to say our Mass is identical to something experienced 2,000 years ago. Not that older is better, but unchanged is certainly a testament to something.
Well, the most important thing is that Jesus himself gave us the fundamental meaning and structure of the Mass, and we have documented historical evidence from the first century all the way down to this day that it's remained the same.
Yeah, and the fact that the church has taken such care to every single detail that the translation and things like that are reasonable changes that don't change the sacrament.
Yeah. It's amazing. We were recently on vacation in Colorado, and I had this book with me from Pius Parsh, where he goes through the history of each part of the Mass. And on each page, he has these columns where he goes back to the most ancient form of the Mass.
Yeah.
And I'm reading these to your brother Xavier, and he's just blown away by how even something as simple as Eucharistic prayer number 2 and daily Mass mirrors what the church was doing in the second century.
That's incredible. I'd love to see like a time traveler story about a Catholic. Because it's true. I feel like if you went back in time, there are very few human experiences that remain the same, except for the Mass.
The Mass. Yeah, you think of that incredible second century crypt church we were in Lyon. And that they were celebrating the same Mass.
Or even the beauty
of... You could have walked into that Mass.
If you're looking at the time between... Or the beauty of how consistent it is across time and space. Because I can also right now fly to a foreign country where I know nothing about the culture, walk into a Catholic Mass and experience the same thing that I experience here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one of the things that I do enjoy about Latin Mass in a foreign country. Because I'm like, there's no difference between a Latin Mass in a foreign country and a Latin Mass here.
Or even if it's in Polish.
Yeah.
Like, remember? Sventi, sventi, sventi.
Holy, holy. You always know when you're going to get to the holy, holy, holy. It's the only word you can translate very well.
Yeah.
You also usually, you pick up some interesting vocab when you hear the Mass in different languages, because you pick up their word for or how they pronounce Jesus. Because don't they say Jesu?
Yeah.
Or in French, it's more like Signor, like... I won't even attempt that, actually. I'll refrain from attempting to translate any French on the podcast. But you pull out certain things, and it's really beautiful to recognize everything.
Yeah. What a great, unbelievable gift in the Mass. Thanks for the conversation. And from this point on, we're going to start with the beginning of Mass and walk step by step in slow motion through each part of the Mass. So invite others to join you on this series so that you can discuss it together, so that we can be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.